How do we prioritise stakeholders? Obviously, we're all low on time, so it makes sense to concentrate your efforts on high-impact groups and giving just enough to keep the less powerful groups happy. This is the basis for your engagement strategy. One such example is a matrix that balances influence against interest. Think about which of your mapped stakeholders has a large influence. Then split them between those that are actively interested in you and those that are less so. If the stakeholder fulfills both high influence and interest, then they are your key players. They will most likely be responsible for making decisions and governance. You still want to engage your less interested influencers, but probably more in a consultative way, as you cannot guarantee they'll deliver direct impact. Then do the same for your low influencers, some of which will be more interested in what you're doing, and these can be potential supporters for things you might not have thought of yet. If your stakeholders appear in the bottom left corner as least vital, obviously you don't want to be spending much time there. Just offer enough general information to do the job. This might be pull information, such as you'd see on an intranet or your regular communications. Using this matrix, you should think about what actions from your strategy, what communications, and what powers of influence will drive the people on the left to the right by increasing their interest and making them key players and supporters.